Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Playboy by Fireboy DML. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Playboy by Fireboy DML was released 2022 under YBNL Nation and Empire. We get 14 numbers from Fireboy DML, which is 43 minutes, 30 seconds of runtime, 6 features, multiple producer placements that include Eskies, P Prime, Tells, Bizuj, Blaze Beats, Phantom, Kelpie, Sheezy, Colton, Zakia Mujay, Taipei. Yeah, it's big. Fireboy DML starts Playboy with Change, and it's a song about gratitude, growth, and revelation. The majesty in his song is just grand, with that soft drum that's there and just the way the vocals come at you. You really want to listen to this song, and the musical composition, the beat in itself doesn't really take center stage. It's more his voice, what he's singing about, and that's what I really liked about it. Playboy already boasts some major hits, which include Peru the Original and the Ed Sheeran version. I mean, huge song. Playboy and more recently Bandana. The male choruses are in for 2022. I mean, we know how Last has done recently for Burna Boy, Machala, which is like the hottest track in Nigeria right now. And here comes Fireboy DML with Bandana, even though it was released earlier, but it's alongside Asake. Interestingly, Asake is the backing vocalist on Last as well. So, man is onto something. There were some nice surprises on Playboy, such as on the song Afro High Life, which really sees Fireboy DML challenge himself to create a sound that's so mature but undeniably familiar if you're into music from West Africa, in particular your Nigeria, your Ghanas as well. The moment you hear it, you know what he's going for. The song is track number 11, and it really starts an introduction to some songs I believe show us more of who the real Fireboy DML is, and he kind of just steps out of the I'm chasing numbers mode. He gives us a unique reggae sounding number in Having Fun. You never expected it, man. It's actually a sing-along, come to think of it. The honesty on the song Glory is also something interesting, and I would say he maintains that rawness that made him the star he is today, because in his lyrics he's pretty honest. The sound is Afropop on Glory with some rock infusions, more like soft rock infusions, and it's totally out of the way. Talk about an album with high profile collabos, and Playboy is one you would mention without a doubt. Chris Brown, Shensia, Ed Sheeran, Asake, Rema, ha! Guys, yo, those are 5 huge acts, right? And then there's Euro as well. I'm not really familiar with Euro, but I'll do some research sometime. Bruh. Then the producer lineup is heavy. I mean, heavy hitters only. The level of collaboration in the Nigerian music industry is super envious, because it seems like they really feed off each other's talents, and it's not like, oh, we got beef or whatever. They actually really work together, from the artists to the producers, and that's so awesome. From a quality perspective, Fireboy DML is top 5 of the best album catalog of any current Afrobeats artist with less than 3 albums, or with 3 albums or less. He's been killing it. You can quote me on that if you must. Dude is a whole other level, for real, for real. From a musical perspective, I'd say Playboy is Fireboy DML's most mature offering. he has tapped into a different level now. Olamide is such a huge influence to his label artists, and his mentorship is creating mega stars, and it shows. I mean, I absolutely love it. Fireboy DML has not missed since he started. Although Fireboy DML is probably one of the few artists with three back-to-back-to-back no-skips albums, I mean, I can actually pick some songs that I think will be huge on Playboy. Ashawo is definitely the first one. It has serious potential to be a huge hit. Serious potential. So Free could come in there as well, give or take. Diana with Chris Brown and Shinsia is another one. It's a pretty good track, but I think what's really going for it is that it's got Chris Brown and Shinsia. So, I mean, it's definitely not the best track on the album, but it's got Chris Brown and Shinsia. So, it's gonna have some hype for that. Compromise with Rema is such a vibe as well, a dangerous one. The bassline on this one is gorgeous, an absolute stunner. Why I can pick these songs out actually is because they do follow a certain pattern in terms of the sounds we expect hits off right now to follow, especially when you think of songs such as CK's Love Nantiti, Peru, and them. They kind of follow that template. They have that feel. Now, although I said Playboy is a no-skips album in terms of its musicality, which is right up there, it actually has some skippable songs based on what the audience is used to getting from it. The songs that I mentioned before as nice surprises could go either way. And we could even land a hit from there, which, you know what, I actually really think, what's the name of the Afro High Life? Yes, I think Afro High Life could be the one of those songs that could actually do something nice. You know, depends. But for sure, some fans won't give those songs a second listen simply because they just want the Fireboy from Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps and Apollo albums. That's just what you get. Otherwise, you know what? Playboy is a really good album, and it shows us some interesting sides to Fireboy DML. I would be hard-pressed to not give this album high marks because it actually is good. Like I said, the musicality is very close to perfection. And in my opinion, it scores a high standing 8 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.